This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The entire community of Colorado City was evacuated overnight because of the fast-growing Aspen Acres fire. It jumped in size by about 11,000 acres, now at nearly 67,000 in total. Law enforcement went door to door, helping people evacuate in the middle of the night. They loaded residents onto buses and took them to an evacuation shelter in Pueblo. Thousands of residents from other towns near the fire have also been evacuated, including from Beulah, Rye, and San Isabel. Pueblo County Public Information Officer Gail Perez says people throughout the county are concerned.
People from Pueblo started to be a little on edge because we started to get in lots of people asking us, is it getting close to Pueblo? Do we have to evacuate? We're very concerned about that.
At this time, the city of Pueblo is not under any evacuation warnings or orders. The Aspen Acres fire is now the top priority fire in the country, and officials say there could be 1,000 personnel assigned to the firefighting effort there in the next few days. Starting this week, Colorado's Medicaid program puts new caps on the number of hours a week a person providing care to a Medicaid enrollee, often a family member, can be reimbursed. Kelly Lyons in Castle Rock cares for her 16-year-old daughter. She's been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder that requires constant supervision. Lyons says the cuts are unfair.
Like, I get mechanisms for control and trying to make sure our budget is safe, but then why is it that it's this community, these people that are being attacked so hard? And why are you coming after the people that are doing the job?
The cuts will come in phases, with the hours capped at 56 a week by next July. You can find more news online at cpr.org and krcc.org.